All right, so continuing in the Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, so we're learning Hilchos Shmiras HaLashon. So someone who speaks Lashon Hara also has transgressed, I mean, among the many, many provisions that one obviously transgresses. But the Mesaper and the Mekabel, the Lav Delefnei Evel Yosid Mechshol. The one who speaks and the one who hears Lashon Hara has transgressed the prohibition of Lefnei Evel Yosid Mechshol, which means you should not place a stumbling block in front of the blind. Which also means, we understand it to mean that we shall not cause someone to do an Avera, not cause someone to, someone to sin. When you're sitting there and you have a captive audience, no pun intended, and you're speaking Lashon Hara, you are in essence causing them to do the Avera of hearing Lashon Hara and of course possibly even believing it.
Putting them in a bad situation.
You're putting it, yeah, and you're causing them to sin. Ki kol echad noisa mitchol lefnei chaver sheyavar alav ma'mefarsh matorah. Ach, however, though, there is a distinction between the one who is speaking it and the one who is receiving it, right? The mesaper of lav zeh bein im hashoyim rabim mu'atim. So the one who speaks lashon hara, he has transgressed the prohibition, whether or not it's a large group or it's a small group. It could be an intimate setting, it could be 250,000 people. V'ad rabba kol shi rabba hashoyim is rabba lav zeh. The truth is, the more people there are, actually, the worse it gets. Okay, the worse it is, because again, it's multiplied and quantified to such a degree. Because he's placing something in front of many more people. However, not the same way when it comes to the one who is on the receiving end. If the person who's telling over the Lashon Hara is the sole source of Lashon Hara, meaning if it's one person, right, and that's the one sole source of it, then he's being over. But if he has no one else to go to, there's no one else to talk about, right? That may stem the level of prohibition. Aval, if there's others who are listening, right? But if there's others there who are other listeners at the time where you're hearing it, it's perhaps you're not over on the Isra Lush of Lifnei Evel Yosid Mechshol. Why should I make a distinction? Because again, when it comes to Lifnei Evel Yosid Mechshol, it all depends on who's the sole provider. If there's one person there, and if you are that sole provider, you have caused something about that person. If there are other people there, then it's very possible that you're not the sole provider of that information. Okay, let's continue. The kolza in ba'acher haschalas hasiper, especially if it comes after already the story or the information has already started. Av harishon shehischil lifnei amesaper. But someone, right? But someone, the first one who starts and already starts speaking negatively. Av shebo acher kach l'shmu harah hazois oyd anoshim. Even after someone comes along and hears, you know, after the shmua and hears this terrible stuff. V'vado over b'chol gavni. Of course, you're over it and you are transgressing prohibition in every direction. And it doesn't matter. Ki al yada huschala iser, because through him he's the one that caused the entire ball to get rolling, the entire ball to get rolling over here. It's very, very important not to find yourself sitting among what they call a mush of leitzim. When we talk about people who just get together and they talk negatively, they drag other people down. First of all, it's not a healthy group to be around in general in life. I mean, in general, people. My rabbi said a beautiful line. He said, you know, small people talk about problems. Great people talk about ideas. And if a group of people that get together, all they do is talk about their problems, their challenges, and who's the problem with this and who's the problem with that, and that person's putting us down, that person's holding us down, that person messed up, and that person... You're not growing. You're never going to grow from such a group. But a group that gets together, talks about it, that's why, you know, like, it's a beautiful thing. You have like a chabura, you know, we call it a fabring, filled by the chassidim, or vad, they call it, you know, in the yeshivas, where they get together and they talk musar, and they talk hashkafa, and they talk about, okay, how do you think about this, and what's the perspective on that? Constantly, always talking about ideas. If you're around idea people, you're going to grow. If you're around problem people, you're not going to grow. It's just that type of mindset is not healthy and conducive. Not healthy and conducive towards a person's overall growth. You stay very far from them. It says in the will, in the last will testament of Lazar HaGadol, he told his son, Hyrcanus, he said like this, Bini, al teishe b'chaburis ha'im g'nai m'chabireyem. Do not sit among people that are schlepping other people down, that are pulling and knocking other people. Because the truth is that everything that we say down here goes up to it gets recorded. And anyone who is standing there is going to ultimately be defined and classified as someone who's part of a chaburas resha, part of a sinful group. person also is part of such a group, also will lose and will transgress the prohibition of protect yourself, perhaps you may end up forgetting God. Shahu azhar l'gasir rechaz. Why? It's your bagaiva. What's the bagaiva? It's haughty. It was rhetorical. Right? Ki kevan shu malgum is leitz al chaver. This is a very, very big principle in life. Because someone who sits and sees negative in others, clearly, if you're able to see the negative in others, it's very clear that you have a certain sense of
superiority
about yourself. Exactly. We do a Maimer Rabbi saying, as we know, as the rabbi says, that the sin of haughtiness, of gaiva, is tremendously difficult to break. I mean, first of all, it's, you know, as a psychologist, you understand. It literally hits the id, right? The very essence mm-hmm. of a person's self, yeah. How they define themselves, how they quantify themselves, and oftentimes a person, how they compare themselves is through comparison to others. Mm-hmm. I think we spoke about this once before, that the human mind is only, it can only compare things to the thing next to it. Mm-hmm. I think I even showed you like a picture. Did I ever show you this picture? Well, I have to show it to you next time. I'll show it to you afterwards. Basically, where it's like an illusion, but it's, you know, it looks like it, because you have, let's say, two balls that are like literally exactly the same size, and around each of these two balls, you have either on one tiny little balls around it, another one larger balls around it, mm-hmm. like a larger circle around it. And the question is, which middle, the circle that's in the middle, which one is larger? So our brains will automatically, because since we view the circle in the middle in comparison to either the smaller circles around it or the bigger circles around it, will tell you, so if it's circles, bigger circles around that circle, then our brain and our eyes will trick us to think that circle is smaller. Mm. And for the one that's next to smaller balls, then we think that circle in the middle is actually much larger. It's an illusion. But they're all, if you literally measure it, they're exactly the same size. It's purely just a visionary, an illusion.
Wow.
Because our mind is trained to compare off, is trained to measure based off comparison. That's just how we work. So the same thing we do for ourselves also. The way we view ourselves, the way we view others, is through comparison. So obviously, if you see negative in others, it must mean in comparison to yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a very big principle.
Wow.
Oh. So that's why a person has to be very, very, very careful to work on themselves. Such a person who has delved and has become so subsumed in this avera does not wake up for tchias hamesim. Does not wake up for the rising of the dead. That's pretty intense. Such a person literally serves idol worship. Shechina is very upset at you. You're called how do you say toiva in English? A disgust.
Ah.
Right? You're disgusting.
An abomination.
That's the word, right. Yeah. For sure, you talking down on someone else is with either the unstated intention or literally the stated intention of raising yourself up. Someone who puts others down in order to raise themselves up does not have a share in the world to come. Do you need to go now?
Right?
Okay, go. That's long.